Wow, hello everybody, and welcome to my second attempt to record this audiobook. The first one was rather cut short when I realised I had to belt it for my train, and I missed it in the end. And because I'm rail staff, I'm wearing a staff uniform, they were very apologetic for, you know, if I want to catch a train, I should get to the station on time. I'm not like one of these people who's going to bang on the door and then starts effing and jeffing at the nearest person. So, I'll just get the next one. I won't be late for work because I always get the second to last train, so that if something happens, now there's something that happens shouldn't normally be me being late, but if something happens, I've got an option. It's the end of the year. It's a time that people generally, if they're involved in TV or the media in any way, look back at the year. I think we all do a little bit and imagine what's going on. And let's summarise this year for me. I spent 2 months off work, one of which was in hospital, with a very serious bowel condition, which hasn't really 100% fixed because I've now got to go back as an outpatient because something's cropped up. That was a negative, and it wasn't really a negative. I don't think hospitals are bad places. I don't dislike being ill. I'm not there because I'm ill, I'm there to get better, and I'm the glass half full kind of approach. Then came the summer of sport that everyone loves to talk about, and me and Sam got well into it. I was always going to be excited about the Olympics. Sam wasn't, and I thought it was going to be a 3-week battle. My God, did she go for it in the end. And we had a very, very fantastic summer, 2 days in the Olympics. The atmosphere, the buzz, and working on the public transport around it as well. Getting people there, and it was brilliant. It was brilliant, and I withdraw symptoms every day from it. I've still got on my Sky Plus the opening ceremony, the closing ceremony, and I watched them. One thing about the year that I have not yet. Oh, that's alright. I wish people wouldn't talk over me. One thing I have not yet done, which I've been wanting to do since I was in hospital, is thank personally everybody who came and visited me, because it kept me going, and more importantly kept Sam going through the time I was in hospital, because she does not deal with it very well and she needed all the more support she could get. And I, from the bottom of my heart, genuinely, to everyone, thank you very much for coming during that time, because I know it was 10 months ago and it may seem a little bit late and insincere now, but it really meant a lot to me and Sam that you came down. And you know, 5 minutes, even if I fell asleep on you like I think I did to Matt Nunn at one stage, that doesn't mean I'm any less grateful that you did it. And I'd name you all, but I don't have time. And I want to be more personal than that. It was important to us, and you know, words cannot describe really how much it meant to us at the time. We've talked about it several times since, Sam and I, and you know, the phrase is bandied around on the internet, you really know who your friends are when. We found out who our friends were. Oh, I didn't say find out, we had confirmed to us who our best friends were during that time. And from the bottom of our hearts, thank you very much for that. We really appreciate it. 2012, yeah, a year of ups and downs, but one I will look back on with a smile on my face in years to come, and that's the important thing. I hope you had a good year as well, and let's hope we all have a even better 2013. And lucky for some, it's going to be lucky for us all.
11:33 Southern service to London Victoria, calling at Carshalton Beaches, Wallington, Wadham, West Croydon, Norwood Junction, Crystal Palace, Gypsy Hill, West Norwood, Streatham Hill.
Can't stand those things and talking over them, because I feel like I'm having to shout and I don't like shouting. So yeah, bring on 2013, it's going to be great. 2012's not over yet, I've still got lots to cram in the last 2 weeks of this month, like you wouldn't believe. But it's been a pleasure to talk to you all and know you all, and long may it continue. Thank you very much, and Merry Christmas.